beyond my reach. Give me a heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are having our wrap-up discussion of pivotal points. And we're in Psalm 32 now. And let me read the entire psalm. It's not a very long one, 11 verses. Let me read the entire psalm before we begin to discuss it. And I'll be reading again from the New International Version, which reads, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart." I'm telling you, this is truly a great psalm. It almost may seem like it doesn't really fit with the discussion that we've been having about the pivotal point, but notice verse 7, and I'm pretty sure some of you caught this too, where he says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble," and get this last part of verse 7, "and surround me with songs," plural, "of deliverance." And remember, much of what I've been sharing during this series on pivotal points has had to do with God's deliverance of his people and their songs of deliverance. So yes, this is a good fit. It ties right in with what we've been looking at. So let's go back to the beginning. Psalm 32, verse 1. "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit." One of the things that is so important as we're living out these days, these weeks, these months, these years, is that we are really, really striving to please our Creator. I've said it before, but ladies and gentlemen, think about this now. Of all the persons in the world that we would please, I mean, some husbands are genuinely interested in pleasing their wives. Some wives are genuinely interested in pleasing their husbands. Many children truly want to please their parents, and some parents truly want to please their children. There are some employers, even owners of businesses, even some corporate executives who truly want to make moves, make decisions that will please the people who work for them. There are some employees who do want to please their supervisors. There are some people who truly want to live a lifestyle that says to their neighbors, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to at least try to be fair. I'm going to at least try to be a good neighbor." And there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's, you know, part of the world spinning has to do with us pleasing
persons. Someone refers you for a job and you won't even be working for them because they may not even work for that company. But they know someone in a decision-making position. They believe in you, and so they speak in your behalf. And you're given the job. And so now, on this job, because you're taking this whole process very seriously, not only do you want to please the person who is your immediate supervisor and that person's immediate supervisor, but you also want to make sure that you make a positive reflection on the person who referred you for the job in the first place. You want to make sure that you do everything in your power to make that person look good for having done you such a great favor. Of all the persons that we can seek to please, you know, very often it really makes sense. It's not a bad thing. But if we can be that interested in pleasing persons of this earth because of family relationships, employee relationships, for whatever the reason, why not have a strong desire to please the one who created every one of us, including the persons we've decided we want to please? If we can please them, why not please the one who created them? The Lord God who reigns on the just and on the unjust. In other words, he sends rain for crops. He sends rain for grass. He sends rain for drinking water. He does this for those who have been declared righteous. And he sends this rain for those who have not been declared righteous. A merciful, loving God who does good for people just because. So if we are willing to please those of us who are down in this earth, why not the one who is in heaven? So what we're talking about doing is building a relationship with our Creator, wherein we're not the only ones who like what's coming out of the relationship, but the Almighty God is also liking what's coming out of the relationship. As we work more and more diligently to allow the Holy Spirit's grace to work in our lives, as he helps us get more and more the sin and the darkness out of our lives so that we're walking more and more in divine light, righteousness, holiness, goodness that comes from God so that we please him. And so I'm just saying we do that because it's right to do. That's the main reason. Because it is right to have a good relationship with our Creator. It is only right that we please someone who does so much for us. That is only right. It only makes sense. So that said, doing what's right by God is the main reason, just because it's right is the main reason. But also, how about this? If we want to receive more good from God, I mean, he has given us the greatest good by saving our souls so that when we die, we're received into heaven instead of being sent to hell. And that's just reality, ladies and gentlemen. No need to get upset when people talk candidly like that about the bad as well as the good. One of the best favors that a person can do anyone who is not in good relationship with the Lord is let that person know, hey, look, these are the benefits that come along with developing that beautiful relationship with our Creator. But when God says now's the time, let me tell you something. It is truly the fair and right thing to do to let folks also know that there are consequences that they will pay if they refuse to enter into a good relationship with the Creator. One of the things that we're doing as we take a look at being forgiven, sins covered, and we're sinning less and less and less because we're working diligently to please our God. Well, we're setting ourselves up. We're putting ourselves in position. Let me tell you more about that position when I come back.
Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach.